This is program number LW2038. Well, it was years before Teddy Roosevelt became president of the United States. Hi, this is Larry West. Got a story for you. One day, while Teddy Roosevelt was riding over the range with one of his ablest cowpunchers, they came upon a maverick, which was a 2-year-old steer which had never been branded. They lassoed him at once and built a fire to heat the branding iron. Now, you've got to know this before I tell you more of the story. It was the rule among cattlemen that a maverick belonged to the ranchman on whose ranch it was found. This particular steer, therefore, belonged to Gregor Lange and not to Teddy Roosevelt. Lange had claimed the land on which Teddy Roosevelt and his cowboy were riding that day. Well, when the cowboy began to apply the red-hot iron, Roosevelt noticed it and said, wait a minute, it's Lange's brand, a thistle. That's all right, boss, said the cowboy. I always put on the boss's brand. Roosevelt frowned, and then he got indignant. He demanded, drop that iron. Then he said, and go to the ranch and get your time. I don't need you any longer. Well, the cowpuncher was, he was surprised. He cried, what have I done? Didn't I put on your brand? And Roosevelt said to him sternly, he said, a man who will steal for me will steal from me. Then he said, you're fired. The man rode away, and a day or so later, the story was all over the Badlands. You know, I like Roosevelt's kind of ethics. Someone once said it right when he said, honesty is not only the best policy, it is the only policy. Charles Lindbergh understood that. Now, you know who Charles Lindbergh was. He was that pilot who made the first solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean in the plane he named the Spirit of St. Louis. That happened back in 1927. And you know, there have been few international celebrities who have been so baffling as Charles Lindbergh. It was unreasonable to a lot of people, yet remarkable to others, why Lindbergh did not capitalize more on his flight across the Atlantic. But commercialization was not the thing he wanted. One friend estimated that Lindbergh could have made $5 million, and in 1 week, if he would have accepted the hundreds of offers to sign testimonials, to write books, or to go into the movies. William Randolph Hearst offered Lindbergh $500,000 if he would star in a film about aviation. Lindbergh declined a vaudeville contract to which was attached a $1 million guarantee. A movie company made him another $1 million offer, and he turned that down. Still, another one upped its offer to $5 million. Money came to him as gifts, but what was baffling to a lot of people was that Lindbergh always returned it. An associate of his summed it up by saying that Lindbergh won't take money he hasn't earned. You know, a lot of virtues are baffling to people. That's because, well, virtues stand out alone. They stand in a category all by themselves. And virtue, such as honesty, is actually what heaven is all about. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't understand heaven. For the Bible says things like, let the one who steals steal no more. It says again in another place, speak the truth. Think about this today. It's on the subject of honesty. Parents should never lie to their children, not even when they think it's for their own good. For you see, even a little lie is dangerous. It deteriorates the conscience, and the importance of conscience is eternal, just like love. I think Roosevelt was right when he said, he who would steal for me would steal from me. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.